Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Neisel. Eating is just not as much fun as it used to be. I have to watch what I'm eating, how much, and especially the kind of fat.
That's why, lucky for us, not all fat is bad. Thankfully, olive oil is not only good for you, it also tastes great. It has monounsaturated fat, which can lower your risk of heart disease by reducing the low-density lipoprotein, or LDL cholesterol, levels in your blood.
To gain the benefits, the Food and Drug Administration actually recommends 2 tablespoons of olive oil a day. But have you tried buying olive oil lately? It's almost like buying wine because there are so many types. Which ones are best for you?
All types of olive oil contain monounsaturated fat, but extra virgin or virgin olive oils are the least processed and the most heart healthy. Those types also contain the highest levels of polyphenols, powerful antioxidants that also promote heart health.
Scientists in Portugal may have identified the antioxidant that's so beneficial. It's called DHPEA-EDA, and it's better than anything else at protecting red blood cells from oxidative damage.
That's damage from unstable oxygen molecules, or free radicals, which cause red blood cells to burst, resulting in arterial damage that contributes to heart disease.
Free radicals are also destructive when they interact with LDL. The resulting oxidized LDL attacks the lining of the arteries and causes cholesterol to adhere. Over time, the artery walls thicken until blood flow is slowed or restricted.
But the study found that DHPEA-EDA increased the stability of LDL so that it does not become oxidized. Scientists also found that as much as half of the antioxidants in virgin olive oils are DHPEA-EDA.
So enjoy this good fat, guilt-free. We are Drs. David Neisel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch in Galveston, where biomedical discoveries are shaping the future of medicine. For much more on this and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.